This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Okay, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle Harris is kind enough to join us today. No notice whatsoever. During the first hour, I asked Mrs. Finelli if she would call Kyle Harris and see if he was available to broadcast with us, and he said, sure. So thank you so much for being with us, Kyle.
It is my pleasure, Vince. You know, it's kind of like getting on a wild camel without a saddle, so it works out all right.
You know, Kyle, I've been doing some research, and I got to tell you that I don't give up on almost, I can't say as I give up. I've had some courses in school, and some of my classmates would say, this is just brutal. I'm gonna drop this class or this course so they wouldn't get a low grade. They wanted to get, you know, all A's. And I would just tough it out. You know, to my own detriment, I would tough it out in terms of grades because, you know, I might get a C in a class that I probably should get a better grade in. Well, I got to tell you, I've been working on a Ford, and a 2003 Ford, and this thing is miserable. It had a computer problem. So the main computer, which is the engine control computer, and it's like the computer in this little Escape, Ford Escape V6. So I replaced the computer, and then you have to program the keys. And so I did all that, and then, well, it's not quite that, and I checked the fuel pressure. But in order to get to the fuel pressure, the little Schrader valve is under the intake manifold, really hard to get to. So you take parts off so you can test the fuel pump and fuel pressure. And that darn thing, you know, leaks down, so I put a new fuel pump in it. Okay, good. And then it still won't really run properly. So maybe it's the throttle position sensor, so I clean that. Drilled a little hole in it, sprayed a little tiny, tiny hole the size of a paperclip, and sprayed some electrical cleaner in there. That's not the problem. And then it could be the crank position sensor. It could be the cam position sensor. The list goes on and on and on. And if you try with even a sophisticated meter to figure out what the problem is, it's really tough because it doesn't show any codes. It doesn't show any pending codes or any actual codes. And so I went to YouTube and I went to the internet and I'm looking and everybody's saying the same thing. Man, what is it with these? The engine cranks, but it won't start. Engine cranks, but it won't start. No one really has a good answer on this particular Ford Escape. It's absolutely miserable. Is it a ground connection somewhere? Is it a low battery condition? The choices are almost endless. And I am almost at the point where I say, let's take the parts off this. Let's sell the good parts that we know work, and then let's crush this piece of junk. And in Men in Black, there was a line that said, "This, you're driving a Ford POS? Well, I got to tell you, that's accurate."
Yeah. It's you remind me of a story. I had a friend of mine who still owns an automotive repair shop. And, he was one time I walked into his shop because I just go visit him every once in a while. And he's underneath a Ford Bronco and he's beating on something and it's bang, bang, bang. He's going at it and he said, you know what I'm going to call success? And bang, bang, you know, and he says, when I tell everybody that walks through that door, I only work on GM.
You know, it's interesting you say that. I really thought that there were, you know, competitive models with equivalent construction. It's not true. It is absolutely not true. You get in a Ford truck and you go, who approved the thinning of the padding on these seats to the point where the seats are about as comfortable as a layer of paint? Seriously, the Ford seats are thin. If you look at the trucks, Ford has the worst seats, as far as I can tell. Chevrolet has the best seats. So, class, don't take my word for it. If you're out and about and you're test driving new vehicles, make sure you look at the seat, because you're going to be spending all of the time in that seat. Unless you have a Ford, then you're going to be spending most of your time under the hood.
Yeah.
I got to tell you,
yeah,
Kyle, it's terrible. In order to change, this thing is a V6, this particular 3-liter 2003 Ford Escape. It's a V6, and to get to the first three spark plugs, it's really easy. They're right up front. All you do is you take out these coil-on plug packs, and they're a little like the size of a medicine pill bottle, okay, with a wiring connector on them, two wires. And you take out a small bolt or a nut, and they just pop right off. It's great. Then you can get to the spark plugs, three of them. The other three are underneath this plastic intake manifold, which you have to take off a bunch of parts. You've got to take off the throttle cable. You've got to take off a bunch of hoses. You've got to move everything out of the way. And then you take off the intake manifold, of which you need new gaskets for, and then you can get to the rear three plugs. Now, spark plugs are a commonly replaced part. And on this Ford, you can't see the spark plugs without taking the intake manifold off. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Yep. The only exception to the rule, as far as I'm concerned, with Ford vehicles, is their when they had the 7.3 liter diesel, because that was an international motor and extremely well built. Ford did make it more complicated. But still to this day, one of the most sought-after Ford trucks that you can get is back when they had the 6-speed manual transmission hooked up to that 7.3 International Harvester diesel, because they rode good because of the extra weight in them, and everybody wanted them. I had a friend of mine who is a Ford nut. He's got plenty of money to keep him in the shop if he needs to, so that works out all right for him. But anyway, he found one and just absolutely loves it and runs it till it's got 450,000 miles on it. But so that's the exception to the rule. But their gas engines, as a rule, I mean, they've got a lot of horsepower out of them in the latest years. But man, does Ford make things just absolutely miserable to work on. I won't own one because I guess the accurate way of putting it is I don't want to spend all the extra time it takes to be able to own a Ford and work on it myself. So that's why I won't even own one.
I totally agree with you. And I keep telling my son, wow, this is absolutely terrible. And if you look at the sheet metal class, all you have to do is just kind of take your knuckle and kind of tap on the sheet metal. You won't believe how thin it is. You say, wow, if they're ever in an accident, it will destroy the vehicle. In terms of, it will cost so much to fix it that you'll have to get another vehicle. Like if you hit a deer, or if you bump into a truck that has a trailer hitch, you know, sticking out the back, it will destroy the vehicle. Something as simple as that. I was looking at the campfire images on the internet, and I was looking at these vehicles, and the vehicles have been burned. Vehicles were trying to drive down the road; the road was on fire. The bumpers are melting, the bumpers. Now, it's really, actually, it's not the bumpers that are melting. It's the plastic coating and the styrofoam underneath the plastic coating that looks like it's supposed to be a bumper. That's not the bumper. But that plastic that's on the front and back of most vehicles catches on fire. Catches on fire. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine driving through a road that has fire on both sides and your vehicle starts melting? The lights start melting, the front and back lights. Well, in the 90s, I was driving through a wildfire. I was on the interstate with the family in our vehicle. It was a van with plastic bumpers. It happened to be a Ford. I didn't know better back then. And we were driving through this wildfire and on the interstate, and the people behind me were going 70 miles an hour, and we go right into zero visibility. Zero. And if I stopped, the people behind me would kill us by crashing into us. Going forward, I couldn't see where I was going. It was pretty terrifying, to say the least, to have the children in the car back then.
Oh,
the children. And being in a plastic car with gasoline, a gasoline-powered car, I'd much rather be in a diesel under those circumstances. But,
absolutely.
You know, you think, is it possible that the road could be on fire? Well, it was. And if you saw the pictures of these vehicles in California, you will see puddles of aluminum and magnesium where the wheels once were, because the wheels melted into a puddle. Aluminum and magnesium wheels, I kid you not. The tires burned off, and you'd see a little pile of black stuff that used to be the tires, and you'll see these little wires that used to be the reinforcement steel wires where the bead of the tire was. That's all that's left. So the aluminum magnesium wheels would melt. The aluminum radiator would melt. The plastic gas tank would burn, and the gas would explode. Pretty dangerous stuff, if you ask me. And that's how we're making cars today. Any comments?
Yeah. It is. Well, it's just been a downhill slide for a long time. You know, back my own personal opinion is they went away from carbureting cars because guys were figuring out how to get 200 miles of the gallon out of them. And my personal opinion is that there's ways to still do that where you can. I mean, too many guys have disappeared that come up with these inventions on paper carburetors and different things, you know. So we'll pick up on the other side of the break.
Yeah. The only problem is if you have a plastic intake manifold and you want to superheat your air-fuel mixture, you can't really superheat it without melting the intake manifold. So Detroit has fixed that. So it's difficult to achieve.
Yep. Fresh Liquid Way was so valuable to the improvement of health that in the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Germany, Switzerland, and Austria to dispense Fresh Liquid Way to the sick and aged. The results were restored health and a return of youth. Fresh Liquid Whey supplies the most easily digested of all proteins and ranks higher in protein value than the egg. Unfortunately, the current methods of processing whey causes proteins to twist, fold, and become denatured. This makes them non-functional in the body. Like a lock and key, proteins do not work in the body unless they retain the shape that nature gave them. We at Synergistic Nutrition believe that our technological enhancements restore the protein structures of our whey to the shapes that nature originally gave them. The results that One World Whey has generated for so many over several years now testifies that One World Whey is producing very positive results. For a limited time, one or more of the flavors or sizes of One World Whey are on sale. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you can even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Henty audio series. series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to GiveTheAdventure.com. That's GiveTheAdventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to GiveTheAdventure.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kyle Harris is with us today. And we're talking about Fords and how difficult they are to work on and how I am just at the edge of saying, I can't stand this thing anymore. Let's dump it. Let's sell the parts that are useful on the internet. Craigslist, maybe, and dump it. Now, if you look at this thing, it looks great. I mean, it looks wonderful. You say, wow, that's a really neat little vehicle, but it's impossible to work on. And we're talking about miles per gallon and how people have disappeared who have come up with inventions to improve the fuel economy of vehicles, and that was back when they had carburetors. But now we don't have carburetors on vehicles, and it's very difficult to get inside the computer of these new vehicles and rewrite the code or modify them. Because when you had carburetors, you could change the jets, you could change the spark timing, you could degree the cam, you could increase the compression, you could mill the heads, you could port and polish the intake and exhaust manifold. You could make a lot of changes to improve the Detroit manufactured engines, but not today. You can't. There's no porting and polishing that you can really accomplish with a plastic manifold, because if you were to increase the size of it, there's not enough size, not enough material to remove to make it better, because it's so thin and it's made out of plastic. Kyle, you were talking about improving fuel economy.
Well, sure. Well, excuse me. You know, even a simple invention. When I was in high school, I was dating a girl who I met her uncle, and he owned a oil filter factory. And so anyway, I was talking to my girlfriend at the time about that, and she said, yeah, he made an invention that goes in a carburetor that was causing this this Dodge Polara station wagon, which is the closest thing to a land yacht you can get. Okay, they're huge, long, and it's got a, it had a great big engine. I don't remember the size of it right now. But anyway, this thing looked like a tiny little Christmas tree, and it fit down into the carburetor, and the gasoline would hit it, and it would flare out, for lack of a better term. It would atomize the gas way excellent. And then he would change the jetting on the carburetor so that it didn't need as much gas. And he was getting 40, if I remember correctly, was like 46 miles to the gallon. And how they bought his invention off of him by giving him a oil filter producing factory, so he had a constant income for the rest of his life, and so did his kids. And he sold them that and never heard of it. You'll never hear of it or see it or anything like that ever again, you know. But there was ways
when,
to do
when it. I was yes, when I was racing cars, we were experimenting with all kinds of things like that. So for example, there was a way that you could just take a screen. And a copper screen or an aluminum screen, I'm talking about that you would have on a window, and you could make it into the shape of, let's say, a thimble, but a large thimble, and put that under each barrel of a four-barrel carburetor in the intake manifold. You want to make sure that the engine didn't eat the screen. But if you could do that, what would happen is the droplets of gas mixing with the air right underneath the carburetor would hit the screen and splatter and mix with more air than it would without that. So that's very similar to what you're talking about. Great. With this Christmas tree device, right?
Sure, you bet. Yep.
And it worked.
Anyway,
And how much did it cost? It was free, because there's plenty of window screens back then that you could find. Plenty of them. And you can even find copper ones. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. There was a company that made a device that I found in one of the catalogs. It could have been a J.C. Whitney catalog. And it was like a propeller. And it would attach to the intake manifold gasket to the carburetor. That gasket right under the carburetor. And this propeller would spin just from the air flowing from each barrel of the carburetor into the intake manifold, and it would spin like a propeller on an airplane, and it would chop through the gas, gasoline droplets coming out of the carburetor and further atomize and increase mileage as well. We'll be right back.
Attention parents and grandparents. Have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span, but they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Former FBI Director James Comey and the former Attorney General Loretta Lynch can both expect subpoenas soon from the House Judiciary Panel. Comey recently on Twitter saying he wants it to be a public hearing, but South Carolina Republican Congressman Trey Gowdy, who chairs the House Oversight Committee, says,
has the FBI ever conducted an interview in public, and has the FBI ever conducted an interview where you were limited to 5 minutes, which is what happens in congressional hearings?
Gowdy and other Republicans say they want to look in further to the investigation of Hillary Clinton's email and decisions that were made and not made leading up to the November elections in 2016. Officials say 77 people have been killed by the Camp Fire in Northern California, and over 1,000 people are still listed as missing. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Fox, I found something. This can be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Flash day of God, you're
take my when you go to the season for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle Harris is with us. So, Kyle. You know, we're working on this POS, and my son said, "Hey, Dad, I found on the internet this Ford Escape, just like the one that you're working on. And it's got, everything works." This guy says everything works except the rear end fell off it. And I said, "Really?" Wow. Your rent fell off. So I did some research, and here's what's happening. So during Hurricane Sandy, there was a lot of flooding in the East Coast, saltwater flooding. And there were vehicles that were submerged, you know, up to the door handles in saltwater. So the salt got under the seats, the salt got in the engine, the starter. And so there's an insurance company called USAA, and they sell insurance. And I don't like USAA. I actually went head-to-head with them in Virginia. They're a miserable outfit, and I can go into detail at some other time, but they're a horrible, horrible company. Come get me, USAA, for telling this story. I'd love to bring it to light. So what USAA was caught doing is when they have these flood vehicles, they can't sell them as a vehicle that can be put on the road because parts will fall off. Now, I'm talking about the rear end fell off this vehicle because it rusted on the unibody where the rear suspension components attached to the unibody of this particular vehicles. The Ford Escape is what I'm talking about. And the rust, you can't stop it. You cannot stop this kind of rust. And so the rear end fell off. So this guy was selling this vehicle for parts. Okay, so how does that happen? Now, the only way I can think that would happen is salt from the roads or salt from a vehicle that's been flooded. Well, USAA has been caught selling vehicles that have been submerged in salt water at auctions. And the title, well, they lost the title, they lost, you know, and so now these vehicles are being sold, and people are buying them are having serious problems. If your vehicle is a flood vehicle and it's salt water, you cannot fix it. Well, Kyle, you worked at a dealership. Am I saying anything that's not true?
No, it's that you'll chase electrical problems and mechanical problems and rust problems. And it's like you said, there was only, and you have to apply it before it was submerged. There is only one product that I have ever covered. Well, two. One was better than the other, but still both worked. It used to be that Rust-Oleum, the paint that they used, that they sold, they had a paint that had a fish oil primer when they first came out. That would, if you got that on there before rust started, it would really protect it. But the other stuff that when I used to live in Alaska years and years ago, there was a company called End Rust. And it sprayed this kind of a waxy, oily, clear, filmy stuff underneath your vehicle. And it was the same stuff that they would spray on the oil rigs before they would put them in the ocean for ocean-mounted oil rigs that would have stuff down in the salt water. And it would protect it. But I haven't seen End Rust anymore. I don't, my relatives that live up there say they're not around anymore. Up in Alaska, they use a lot of calcium chloride and salt on the road. It's really bad, hard on you. And I had an old 66 Chevy pickup at the time that I wanted protected. And I had that old boy spray that underneath there. And I drove that truck for years in that salt and corrosion and stuff, and it never rusted out whatsoever. Any, it was the best investment I ever made. But you know, of course, they don't want vehicles to last like that anymore, so that's probably why it's gone.
You know what I don't hear anymore or see anymore or read about anymore. Maybe I'm not traveling in the right circles, but there used to be a company called Z-Bart. And Z-Bart was a rust-proofing company, and if you bought a vehicle and you wanted to keep it for a long time, you could bring it to a Z-Bart dealer, and they drill holes in the rocker panels and in the, you know, where you couldn't see it, and they put plugs in, and they would spray this tar-like substance, a waxy tar substance. Mm-hmm. Quaker State had a product. It was brown in color. They would do the same thing. And for about $180, $200, maybe $250, depending on the size of the vehicle, you could have your vehicle rust-proofed. I don't even hear of rust-proofing vehicles anymore.
No, I haven't either. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And they used to have special tools. They would have a pump with probably air-powered pump, and they would put this liquid, gooey, waxy, tarry kind of substance in a spray bottle with a long wand, and the wand would go into these cavities that were drilled. So they'd maybe drill a 3/8 of an inch hole in certain places in the car, and they'd spray the inside of the fenders, the inside of the or the underside of the vehicle, the, you know, where it would rust. And it was great. And they used to have a lifetime guarantee. If you had your vehicle sprayed with one of these products, they would guarantee your vehicle for life against rust if you brought it back once a year for an inspection. And that seems kind of reasonable.
Sure.
But it worked. But no more. And so I've got a Chevrolet pickup truck. If you look at the interior, it's fine. Just about all of it works. The running gear works. I can work on it. It's fixable. But the rocker panels of the 2004 and that particular body style, everyone who has one around here, rocker panels are rusting or rusted through. Mine are gone. Mine have just fallen off from the rust. But this vehicle still goes forward, backward, uphill, downhill. And it, you know, it's still a work truck. It's as a matter of fact, I think people feel sorry for me. You know, driving my, you know, rust-colored truck. That poor guy.
Well, you won't get mugged. That's a good thing, you know.
Yeah. You know, yeah, I just love it.
A friend of mine said about concrete. He says, I can tell you about, because that's what he did for a living. He said, you know, I can tell you two things about concrete. He said, number one is that it cracks regardless. And number two, nobody's going to steal it.
Yeah, concrete comes with a guarantee, absolutely, and that is that it will crack. No matter what you do, you will have cracks. If you look in your basement floor, if you look in your garage floor, if you look at the pads, you know, no matter where it is, it absolutely will crack. Kyle, I want to share something with you. I'm not going to be breaking the story because the story came out before, but I don't think it came out enough, and here it is. So let me just read a couple paragraphs. They're short. Now, class, please pay attention to what I'm saying, because this may affect you. Okay. It's from ProPublica.org. Okay. In October 2005, the Callises began paying a $180,000 mortgage on a home they built on a lot they purchased for $40,000. About a year after they move in, the hallmark signs of defective drywall began to appear. They suffered constricted breathing, headaches, and other health problems. Their dishwasher broke down, then the refrigerator. The air conditioner failed soon after its coils corroded. A bunch of jewelry kept turning black. I kept cleaning it, and it kept turning black. I lost three TVs. My computer crashed, and I bought a new one, and that one crashed too, Catherine Callis said. When a relative called in December 2008, asked if the Callises had heard about Chinese drywall problem, the family became even more confused. John Callis immediately climbed into the attic to see if he could find any Chinese trademarks on their drywall. Instead, he found markings for National Gypsum and U.S. Gypsum. Here's what happened. Test results confirm the presence of the effect of sulfide gases in the presence of drywall releasing these gases. Now, this is a really big, really serious, really expensive problem. So if you go to Wikipedia, they'll say that Chinese drywall refers to an environmental health issue involving defective drywall manufactured in China, imported to the United States, and used in residential construction between 2001 and 2009, affecting an estimated 100,000 homes in more than 20 states. So what happens is these chemicals leave as gases or cause gases to come out of the drywall. Hydrogen sulfide, that's that rotten egg smell. If you've been behind a vehicle climbing a hill and you go, gosh, what is that smell? It smells like rotten eggs. Well, that's the hydrogen sulfide gas that we're talking about. It smells like rotten eggs. And so with this drywall, this defective drywall, which was made with, I believe, industrial waste, the gases that come out of it corrode copper pipes, corrode electrical wiring, corrode air conditioning coils, which are either aluminum or copper. They corrode or they turn silver, like if you have a silver set, silver tea set, silver jewelry, turns black. Okay. It causes respiratory problems such as asthma attacks, chronic coughing, difficulty breathing, chronic headaches, and sinus problems. What happened was during 2004 or 2005, there were like 9 hurricanes in the United States. And because of this massive destruction, there was a rebuilding effort, which required sheetrock. We didn't have enough. So companies started importing sheetrock into the United States from China. And it contained hazardous chemicals. And people are getting sick. Who do you know that has a family that doesn't have a respiratory problem right now? Name one. Name one. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about this with Kyle. This is serious. We'll be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100 degree heat. And then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bow. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product.
within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
And according to Wikipedia, in April 2009, home improvement stores, the Home Depot and Lowe's, confirmed from their suppliers that no drywall sold in their stores was imported from China. However, Lowe's did eventually settle the lawsuits by offering up to $100,000 for each effective home, but denied selling Chinese drywall. So here's where Kyle Harris comes in as an electrician. Kyle, the telltale evidence of Chinese drywall could be as simple as taking a cover plate off a electrical switch or receptacle and looking at the bare copper wire. If it is black, it's entirely possible that the sheetrock in that house or that office building was this defective, toxic, dangerous, killer drywall. Have you ever noticed that some ground wires in electrical outlets that have been wired during that period, let's say from 2005 to, let's say, 2009, have you seen any evidence in your experience of this, these gases affecting the copper wires?
One house in particular comes to mind that I opened up, and every single outlet that I went into there, we were tracing problems, and we finally narrowed it down to a ground again. It's amazing how often that happens, but almost every single one of those wires were black. I was going to mention to you, you know, that even I used to weld on a high pressure gas line down in Wyoming for a while, and gas plant. I mean, and they would take this sour gas out of the ground, and it was this same hydrogen sulfide gas, and they would of course treat it, and then it'd be natural gas when they got all done, and they would add that rotten egg smell that it came with naturally right out of the ground, kind of back into it. But we were told there was 2,500 people on this job site. I mean, it was huge, but we were told that the sirens ever sounded, that meant that the gas, there had been a gas leak, and it was higher than 20 parts per million. And so we were to leave immediately if it got over 20 parts per million. So that stuff is dangerous. And, you know, people think, I got to jump to one thing before the end of the program, Vince. You know, people think that, well, these defective Chinese products are kind of, you know, specifically selling or just junk to America. But the truth of the matter is they sell that to their own people. There was a friend of mine who was a missionary in China and actually married a Chinese wife. And he told me, he said, you know why the rice in China is clumpy and white and sticky and everybody eats it with chopsticks and you just kind of shovel it into your mouth? And he said that because it contains little tiny particles of steel and glass, because the rice separating part of a factory might be right next to a machine shop, which might be right next to a glass manufacturing shop. And he says when they break stuff, they just kind of all shovel it out there and sweep it out to get it out of the way, and they parts of it end up in the food. And so that's just their culture. So, I mean, look at, what do they care? They've got, they don't have the same value of human life and a dignity of existence that we do. You know, it just doesn't, it doesn't compute with a lot of those people.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's a very good point. And, You've seen these factories. You have seen the products that come out of them can look really nice. They can be painted. They can have a nice finish. But if you saw the photographs of the factories that make them, they're disgusting. There's junk everywhere. Exactly what yep. Kyle's talking about. And around our neck of the woods, we started getting a lot of flat tires around here. And the Amish are in the construction trades, and they don't seem to care about nails because their buggies have steel-rimmed wheels. They don't get flats. And they don't care about the nails as much as we do. No kidding. Kind of like what you're talking about, Kyle. It's absolutely true.
You
got it. Kyle, thanks so much for being with us today. That's above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.